Yeah. Hey everybody, I'm John Bollinger with Premier Guitar. We are at 3rd and Lindsley in Nashville, Tennessee. And I'm with Jack Roush. Jack, good seeing you, man.
Great to see you. Thanks for coming down.
Oh, absolutely.
Great to meet you guys.
Yeah, man, I've been following you online and love hearing you play and loved hearing that 335 on this intro.
Yeah, man, this is...
That seems like the main one, right?
This is my favorite guitar, yeah, that I've got. I've had this a couple years, and yeah, it's really, it kind of does it all.
Okay, tell me all about it.
So this one's a 63 that I've had for, I don't know, maybe 2-3 years now.
Oh, cool. Oh, yeah. Seeing you play with, I assumed you've had it like your whole life. Because it seems like the two of you are really good friends.
Yeah,
that guitar.
I've owned a bunch of 335s, and this one, I found this one, it really was, you know, this was the one. Yeah. And somebody played it a bunch, but I've also played a ton on this, so a lot of this wear is from me, you know. But yeah, it's a good guitar, man. It's been played a bunch.
So you know? I noticed it's still got the nylon saddles.
Yeah.
Unique to that period.
I like them on this guitar. I've had them on other guitars and I changed them out.
Yeah.
Because they kind of killed the tone. But I've been too afraid to change anything on this guitar because it really just works. It's like the perfect recipe. This guitar is pretty bright. This neck pickup's pretty bright. And so these kind of, I think, just mellow it out a little bit.
Yeah, are those the original pickups?
I'm not sure. They're patent sticker pickups.
Yeah.
I don't know the whole history of this guitar.
Sure.
Except that it's just a, you know, it's just a great old guitar.
Yeah. You know, that's, I get it. When there's been times I've gotten the guitar and I'll change something. Mm-hmm. And I think, well, I don't know if I would like it. And then it's a series of lateral trades.
Yeah.
And then it brings me back to where I started anyway. So yes, wise to keep as is because it sounds great.
Yeah, you can chase stuff. If you start changing things, you can chase stuff. But I mean, sometimes if you know it's a good guitar, but there's one little thing you want to change, that's fine. But you know, this guitar is pretty great just the way it is, so.
Yeah. Do you live primarily on the neck pickup of that?
For the most part,
Feels like that's where you are.
You know, if I'm, a lot of times when I'm playing rhythm, I just play clean. And then if I step on some gain, you know, in the middle of a solo, I might switch to the bridge pickup. But all the settings on this guitar sound pretty good. You know, the middle's really great.
Yeah.
And then the bridge. If you put some dirt on it, you know, it's got some bite to it.
Right. Yeah, that's great. Mm-hmm. Okay, I love it.
Yeah.
Let's look at a few of the others.
So this guitar I've had for a pretty long time. This was built by my buddy Dan Strain at Danocaster.
Oh.
Where
is that located?
He's in West Nashville.
Oh,
he's
okay.
Here. Yeah, and he's great, man. He's the coolest and builds some really great guitars. I was needing a good telly, and I had checked out a few of his guitars and reached out to him. And he built this one. He asked me what I wanted it to look like, and I said, make it look like Robin Ford's.
Right.
You know, because that to me is the coolest looking telly. So this kind of... I call it coffee teeth white, you know.
Yeah, that's good.
But this guitar is really great, man. It's when you need that telly thing, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what a great sound, man.
Yeah, it's really good, man. It's really good.
It's funny because I mean, in Nashville, I mean, when I moved to town, they would check you at the border to make sure you had a Telecaster.
Yeah, for sure.
And now it's all kind of changed. And most of that Nashville Tele sound is that real twangy thing, but man, that neck pickup is so rich.
Yeah, the neck pickup is a great sound. I like the neck pickup on a Tele because it doesn't sound too much like any particular sound that pushes you in a certain direction.
Right.
Like you play a strat neck pickup, for me anyway, I start playing a certain way.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You can't pick up a strat and not sort of get that Stevie thing.
Yeah, it affects the things that you go for.
It affects the note choice, yeah.
And the bridge pickup of a Tele can kind of do that too.
Sure.
But the neck pickup of a Tele is such a almost kind of neutral, full sound. You can just think about what you want to play.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Not get locked into a tone.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, actually I saw a thing Josh Smith was talking about that when he's getting his signature made. He's like, you know, I want to go to the Telecaster because it is this kind of neutral platform. It doesn't have like an identity. You know, it doesn't put you in an exact like, you know, like SRV land. Or,
yeah, I mean, it does and it doesn't. It's also like when you're playing on, you know, recordings, it's like there's so many times where it's like that's the only choice.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it just fits the track so well, you know.
Yeah, yeah, it's amazing they got it right the first time.
Yeah, they really did. And, you know, this is not too different from a regular vintage Tele, but, you know, there's some little modern tweaks to like the saddles.
Sure.
And things that just make it a little bit more playable, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, essentially this is.
So do you know any like specifics about the build pickups or any of that jazz?
These pickups are throwback pickups.
Oh sure. Okay.
That they sent me and I put them in this guitar. I can't remember what was originally in here, but these are really nice. They're real even,
yeah.
You know. You know, the neck and then the bridge. And then the middle, which is great, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and it's interesting how closely the volume is to the 335.
I've struggled with that in the past, and I think with the older style humbuckers they're not super high output.
Sure.
They're kind of brighter. I'm always looking for the brighter sounding humbuckers.
Yeah, you know? You can take it out hard add.
yeah I mean it's not too different, it's a little bit different, but you can totally switch between these on a gig, you know.
Yeah,
no problem.
Yeah. Okay, that's excellent. Now you've got one more horse in the corral.
So this is my newest guitar. So this guitar I got earlier this year.
Oh really?
Yeah,
2026.
It's okay. Pretty recent. I got it from the guys down at Historic Makeovers.
Okay.
Who are down in Florida, and they just take a new Les Paul and they do some tweaks to it, reshape the neck. This has a real Brazilian board on it.
Wow.
And I think they refinished the whole thing, but it just has a really nice feel to it, man. I mean, this neck, it's just really comfortable. The finish is really, really great. And I don't know, they just do a great job. I kind of took a chance on it. I saw it on their website.
Yeah.
And was like, man, that looks like a good guitar.
Yeah.
And, you know, ordered it and couldn't be happier. Like, God, it's really awesome.
Man, good for you, because you never know.
I've never ordered a guitar online without playing it. You know, like, I've ordered amps and things like that, pedals, but I've always been the kind of person that's like, I got to play a guitar first.
Yeah.
But I kind of figured, well, what's the worst thing that could happen? I just have to resell it.
Yeah, yeah.
But it came out great. Oh. I couldn't believe it.
God, that's great.
Yeah, and it's just a really incredible guitar.
Yeah, let's hear that thing.
It's a little bit louder than the other guitars. You know, pushes the amps a little bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's just clean with like a little verb on, but
oh, that's great.
You know.
Okay, this segues nicely into your into talking about the other gear. I want to hear about the two amps and then the pedal board.
Yeah, so these two, I mean, this is a pretty classic combo. You know, the Princeton Reverb and the Tweed Deluxe. This Tweed Deluxe I got from a guy in England who makes these called Lazy J. The company's called Lazy J. And a few guys around town have these. My buddy Brett Papa has one, and I played it at his place. So I ordered one of those, and man, it's really been like my favorite amp as of late. It's got a Celestion Blue in it.
So is it essentially a Tweed Deluxe?
Yeah, it's, I don't know if maybe there's some differences, but yeah, essentially it's that.
Yeah.
And I barely have it on. I have the volume on like 1.5.
Wow.
But it's like, once you start turning it up, it starts to break up more.
Yeah.
And because I'm going for the like a clean rhythm thing, I just kind of crack it on and then blend it with the Princeton, which is pretty clean all the way up. I have that at about 4.5, but they're kind of evenly matched.
Sure. What's the story on the Princeton?
That's an old Princeton that I've had for years. I don't know what year it is, 66 maybe.
Uh-huh.
And Todd Sharp kind of worked on that amp and dialed it in. It's got a 10-inch Eminence speaker in it. I'm not sure. It's an older speaker, but you know, he had a pile of speakers and just...
Did you just take it to Todd and say, make it better?
Yeah, I just said, you know what to do. You just make it great. Yeah. And he had it for like 6 months and then called me and was like, yeah.
It's ready.
And it's probably my like favorite amp, honestly. You know, you can't gig everywhere with just a Princeton if you've got a louder drummer. At least for me, I like to have some volume on stage.
Yeah.
But the combination of these two is really great. So I'm just running out of the pedal board into that little splitter box, and then both amps are on. So there's nothing stereo. All the pedals just hit both amps.
Yeah, hit them both.
And they're both set pretty clean.
Okay, well, let's talk about your whole signal flow. So
yeah.
Cable.
So this pedal board was done by XTS.
These guys are great.
Yeah, they're the best. This is like my little gigging board that I use all the time. And basically, it goes into a little input and output box under the tuner there. That's just so you can plug in real clean and, you know, not have cables everywhere.
Sure.
And then I have the Polytune for tuning, and then it goes into this King of Tone, and this King of Tone I've had for probably like 10 years.
Wow.
And it's my favorite overdrive. I mainly use the red side of it, which is kind of the gainier side. Like if you play clean. You know. It's got plenty of know. Got plenty of gas.
Yeah, and then that's plenty of dirt. Yeah.
Then the second side is a clean boost, but mainly what I use is this Vemaram clean boost. And then I'll kind of stack all these together for different sounds. Usually when I'm playing rhythm, I play just clean with the amps. And then sort of stage one of soloing will be just this Vemaram boost, which is really just a clean boost. Right, so I'll kind of start there and then I'll click the gain on here. And then if I really want to give it some gas, I'll click on this clean boost as well. And then I can get some good stuff happening.
Right. Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah. But it's pretty natural, like the progression. You know, you don't get too much compression. Things don't squash down and get small.
Yeah. And really, it's even when you kind of lean into that overdrive, it seems like with your volume control, it's very subtle. You know.
Yeah.
Not a huge jump in volume. You know.
I mainly just try to set those levels where they're, you know, each stage is progressively just a little bit louder. You know, when you step on more gain, you got to boost the volume a little bit, because otherwise it'll kind of compress too much.
But
that's the gain staging.
And then
I go into the Brigadier delay, which is like kind of become a, you know, Nashville standard. Which you can hear. It's pretty subtle, and like I can tap it in pretty fast and get it like almost a slap thing. I like two, maybe three repeats that kind of die out. I can kind of live with that all night, you know. Then just use the tap tempo, maybe get down there and tweak the mix level, you know. But that's pretty much it for live anyway, just a simple delay like that. And then the Analog Man tremolo, which is just a Boss tremolo, which I've always loved the Boss tremolo, but he mods it to make it a little bit louder.
And I think they take the click out. Like some of those old Boss tremolos had like the little click to them.
Yeah, maybe so. I know that the standard ones, when you click on them, tend to seem like they get a little bit quieter.
Oh, yeah.
Like the whole sound. So this one, you know, this is just really nice. You know, really. Really, you know, I use it a lot for rhythm. Like, I'll have that on. You know, kind of 70s, you know, Crusaders vibe, you know.
Love it. And then the...
And then last is the Topanga Reverb from Catlin Bread, and that...
Is that like an always-on?
Yeah, well, with this rig, or if I'm just playing a Tweed amp, which doesn't have reverb, I like a little bit of reverb. You know, if I was just playing the Princeton, I might just use the reverb on the Princeton. But the thing about that reverb pedal, it has a pretty nice preamp in it. Like you can actually turn the volume on it up, kind of like an old reverb tank.
You
can kind of like get it to, you know, kind of sweeten and push the front of the amps. Like if I turn it off, I think I have a little reverb on the Princeton, but it's pretty subtle, but it kind of sweetens it a little bit. You know, and then the delay, if you're playing clean like that, it will be pretty loud. But once you put some dirt on, it's pretty tucked in the background.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, so I could pretty much do everything I need to do with that, you know?
I love that. I love... I like the economy of a board like that, because it's like, no, there's nowhere to hide.
Once you start adding more stuff, then you're just going to be clicking on more stuff throughout the night.
Which,
you know, if you have certain songs that need that stuff, that's great. But what we do here is usually pretty heavy on the improvisation. So I kind of want to think about this stuff as little as possible.
Okay, strings and picks. What is your go-to?
The burning question everybody's dying to know. All these guitars have D'Addario NYXL 10 to 46.
I love those,
They're
the sponsor of the show, right, Perry?
Still
the sponsor? Thanks.
I mean, you know, they're great. They're kind of, they work on everything. For what I play, I mean, sometimes I like heavier strings on some guitars, but, you know, playing the blues stuff and bending a lot, I like 10s. You know, they sound real good. And then Fender Medium.
picks, just the classic.
Plain Janer classic.
I don't think I've ever bought a different pick.
Oh, really?
Yeah, maybe a heavy. Maybe I tried a heavy once.
Yeah, but I wonder what this is like.
Yeah, went wild and got a heavy. But the medium, I've been using these since I was a kid, you know.
Yeah.
They're perfect. So,
yeah. That's great. Good for you. It's funny. I know some guys that are so loyal, they'll find a pick, like the Jazz 3 guys.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a whole other world.
Yeah, Jazz 3 guys are very loyal to the Jazz 3.
I don't even know if I've ever tried a Jazz 3, but a friend of mine told me a long time ago when I was a kid, because I was just playing like normal with the point, he said, flip it around and use that rounded shoulder.
Yeah.
And I started doing that when I was like maybe 14 or 15. And so that's been it. And the medium, when you have a little bit of give and that flatter surface, it's nice on electric guitar.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe on acoustic, I'd use a heavy, but on electric, it's nice to have that little bit of give.
Oh,
and
sure.
Then the strings that kind of give a little bit, it's just a nice balance.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you just finished your album, right?
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, so we did an album with
the same guys you're playing with here?
I was lucky enough to play with a couple of my heroes. Dennis Chambers played drums, and Gary Granger played bass, who, you know, I grew up listening to those guys.
God, that's great. Did you track here in town?
We tracked here at Sound Emporium last fall. And so, we just finally got everything ready to put it out.
So, okay. So when's it drop?
That's a good question. May, June, somewhere in there.
And so where can the good people out there
So find my website, jackruch.com, that's where you can find everything.
Yeah.
You know, pertaining to me.
Great.
Jack Ruch, R-U-C-H, exactly like it sounds.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Jack, hey man, I love your playing, great hearing you, and I'm glad to finally meet you.
Thanks, man. It's great to meet you guys, too. Thanks for coming down.
Yeah. Check out Jack. Go to his site. Get that album.
Cool.